paragraph of, v'zeh shehischil, and this is why Dovid HaMelech starts that chapter of Tehillim, the second pasuk there, ha'azinu kol yoishvei choled. Listen, all of you who are living in the world, and he uses the word yoishvei choled. V'dorosh Rabbi Senuzal shekoro ha'olam yoishvei choled. The Gemara says in Chulin that the reason why Dovid HaMelech used this term yoishvei choled, ki kol ma sheyesh bayabosho yesh bayam chutz min achulda. Because of the fact that everything that's found on dry land in this world also has a counterpart, a parallel to it, in the sea, in the water, with one exception, the chulda, the weasel. V'hadovar tamua ma'id. Rav Nosson says this is, so that's why when he wanted to speak about people who live on dry land, he used the word choled, yoishvei choled. Rav Nosson said, but what's going on here? V'chi bishvil ze yikre kol b'nei oilam yoishvei choled al shem ha'chulda sheyesh b'neim? Is this a logical reason why Dovid HaMelech should call everybody, all the people of the world, yoishvei choled, because there's a chulda, a weasel that's only on land, not in the water? What? Ma? V'chein hikshu ha-koisev b'feirish al ho'en Yaakov. And this is what one of the commentaries on the En Yaakov asks, Gam, loma b'mizmor zed, you know, what kind of reason is that? And number two, loma b'mizmor zed daika, why specifically in this chapter of Tehillim, chapter 49, shemedaber migoidel hevel ho'ilam, where Dovid HaMelech is describing the foolishness of this world, Kroy Yoishvei Choled, he refers to the inhabitants of this world as Yoishvei Choled, al shem hachulda, because of the weasel. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Ach ikar ma shekoro ho'olam al shem hachulda, hu machmas goydel ha'halomo sheyesh bo'olam. Dovid HaMelech wanted to reveal a very powerful message. He wanted to know, listen, people who are living in this world, you know what your problem is? If you'll know the problem, you'll be able to look for a solution. You don't realize that you're living in a place called Olam, a place of Ha'alama, a place where topsy to upside down, where what you see is not what you get. What you see is what looks to be the most important and most special and most beautiful and most delicious is can be the most disgusting, the most deadly, the most painful, the saddest thing imaginable. And what you don't see at all could be the most important things imaginable that you better find out how to see. You better find out where you pick up a pair of glasses, a good pair of glasses, so you will be able to see what you need to see. Because of the great hiddenness that there is in the world. Because the weasel lives in the foundations of houses. And the weasel comes very stealthily, very hiddenly, trying to crawl in and sneak. Sheze bechinas kol inyone hoilom hazeh shumole havolim. This is a real good description of this physical world, of the foolishness of this physical world that we're living in. Kamosha Kosov, as the pasuk says in Koheles, ki yesh dvorim harbe marbim hevel. There are many things in this world that give off a lot of, you know, air. Kamosha Kosov, As the pasuk says in Koheles, ki yesh dvorim harbe marbim hevel, ukemoy shapirish Rashi shem, as Rashi Kodesh explains there, v'chol inyone toz shetoyim hoylam b'havle yolam hazeh, and all the mistakes that people make about this world, this physical world, hu machmas goydel ha'halomo sheboylam. It's because of the great hiddenness that exists in this world. Kama Shikosov, as it says in Koheles, Gam es ho'oilam nosan balibam, upirish Rashi, and Rashi HaKodesh says that the word ho'oilam is written without a vav, loshen helam, hiddenness. Ukama Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says in Psochim, Kama dvorim shenelmu min ho'oilam. The Gemara says there that there are many things, certain very important things, that are hidden from man in this world. For example, Yoim Hamisa, what day the person's going to pass away. V'yoyim hanechama, and the day when the salvation of mankind is going to come, when Mashiach is going to come. V'ein odom yoydeya ma shebelev chaveroi, and also a person doesn't know what's in somebody else's heart. A person comes to you and they look like they're your best friend, and they're making you an offer, mamish. You think that this person is giving you the best thing in the world, and they're giving you poison. They're trying to bury you. They're trying to steal everything you have. They're trying to get you to lose, mamish, everything you have, chas v'shalom. Ve'ein odom yodea b'ma mishtaker. And the Gemara says over there, a person doesn't know with what he'll be successful. It's hidden for man to know which thing is going to succeed and which thing is going to fail. Va'omru, and the Medrash says, Netanchuma sheyoyim hamisa ne'elam en oylam b'shvil kiyum hoylam, that the reason why Hashem doesn't reveal to man when they're going to pass away is so that the world will exist. She'im loikein, because if people did know when they were going to die, ain't no dumb boyna bias. A person wouldn't build a house. They wouldn't do things. If they knew that they're only going to be here till this and this day, why should I bother? Why should I, you know? That's one of the reasons why Hashem doesn't reveal that information. V'lechoyre kosher. On one hand, Rav Nosson says, but there seems to be a question here. My kulei hai lo yivnu bias. What's the big deal? What's the issue that it's saying that they won't build a house? Haloi David biatzmoi koire tagor al haboinim batim. David HaMelech screams about those idiots who spend their time building homes. Kama Shikosva, as he says over there in Kapitel Memtes, kirbom botem aloilam. Their grave is their permanent house. They're busy furnishing, investing million, 8 million, 12 million for a house and spending years designing it and furnishing it and everything. And they don't know that they're only going to be there for a short period of time, 10 years, 50 years. And then they're going to be in a different house permanently, eternally. As it says in Iyov, Haboinim Chorovoi Slomoi. They build permanent Chorovois, you know. V'chein b'psukim rabim. So a person would say, so why does the Gemara say there that the reason why Hashem doesn't let people know when they're going to pass away is because if not, then they won't work, they won't build homes, they won't do all kinds of things. It seems that everything we're building and doing here anyway is shtuyot, is nonsense. Maybe we'd be better off not building, living in huts and sitting and studying Torah. Instead of spending time and money, how much time it takes to save up money to buy a house and furnish it, forget that. Save the time and use the time for doing chesed, for doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. V'chein b'psukim harbim, and we find this in many of the psukim. But the truth is, Hashem designed all of this in this way for the sake of bchira, free choice. Because the entire world was created for man to have free choice. And the main free choice, this test of bchira, comes about through the fact, through this tremendous hiddenness that there is in the world. Because if everybody would see the truth clearly with their eyes, that the world is full with Hashem, I fill the entire world, Hashem says, and that a human being has only been put in this world to think about his eternity, and to attach himself to Hashem in this physical world. Through that, he'll be zeicher to the incredible rewards of Gan Eden. So if a person would see all of that, there would be no choice. There would be no test. Everybody would nullify themselves to Hashem. There'd be no concept of reward and punishment. And the world would become nullified. People wouldn't do anything physical. You know, people would only be involved in avodas Hashem. Because the main reason for Hashem sustaining this world, creating this world, and sustaining this world is for reward and punishment. Which can only be when there is a choice, when there is free choice. Ve'ikra b'chiro hu al-yidei ha'loma. And the main concept of free choice is because of the fact that you don't see exactly what happens when you do a mitzvah, or l'havdol when you do an avera. Shaydeze nis'alim ho'emes kol kach min oilam. This is what's caused the truth to become so hidden from people. That's what makes it that there is a choice. And there's reward for those who make the right choice and punishment for those who don't. However, the fact is that Hashem's desire to give, to reward, is obviously much more than his desire to punishment. And therefore, a person definitely has the ability to succeed in this world, to be zeichet, to make the right choices, and to look at the emes, if they want, im yirtze, if the person really wants. Ach yesh bo ze milchoma gedoyla. However, this is a major battle. Sheze kol avoida sodom bo ze hoylam. And this is the person's life task, for every single person in this world, this battle. V'alkein, and therefore, ho'ikar hu emunas chachamim amitim. The most important thing is for a person to be zeiche, to believe in the true chachamim. U'lehiskarev lohem, and to come close to them. U'letalmidehem, and to their students. U'lechol hanilvim aleim, and to all of those who are attached to them, to these chachamim amitim. Ki hatzadikim hachachomim hoamitim shlo hinichu atzmum litois b'hav loyoylam. Because these true tzadikim chachomim, who did not allow themselves to be fooled by this world, v'zochu lenatzeach hamilchoma, they were zochet to succeed in this battle. V'lifroish atzmum mehav loyoylam v'tavoysev legamri, they were zochet to separate themselves completely from the foolishness and the desires of this physical world. Haim, Yoidim, Heitev, Heitev, Kol Inyan Halom Azoy Shaboilam. They're the ones who understand best what this world is all about, and how the truth is hidden, and how Hashem is hidden in this world. V'yoidim lahamshich seichel elyoin moid. And they know how to draw the highest levels of seichel, eich legalois ha'alom azois, and thereby be able to reveal the hiddenness in this world, to reveal Hashem, to reveal the good, ulegaloi soemes boilam, and to reveal the truth, ulahoir eitzois neflois b'leiv kol echod, and to shine real incredible advice and guidance into the heart of each and every single person, ba'oifin sheyatzel nafshei mini shachas, so that the person will be zeicher to save himself from eternal gehenim, from eternal destruction. That the person shouldn't get caught up chasing after the foolishness of this world. But rather, all of his efforts should be focused in being zeche to a good future, l'chaim nitzchim, to eternal life. Because as Rabbein Zal points out in Torah Samach Aleph, the more that we're zochet to improve the Emunas Chachamim, the more Sforim get added to the Torah. The person starts recognizing and respecting all the Sforim that they didn't respect, they didn't know about till then. So the Torah, more and more Sforim get added to the Torah. Shaydeze nichleles ha-Torah be'evan shesia. And the more the Torah becomes sholem with all of these additional Sforim, the more the Torah rises up and plugs into its source, which is the Evan Shesia, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Shehu Bechina Seichel HaKoylel Ho'elyon, which is the highest level of Seichel, Shemishom Mamshichim Hamtoko Lahamti Kol Adinim Sheboilam, from which we're able to draw a Hamtoko to sweeten all different types of din, judgment, and harshness, and pain, and suffering of the world. And when we're zeichet to this hamtoka that comes from this seichel helyon akoylel, then the person is zeichet to shleimus ha'etza. Kemuvan sham, as Rabbi Nizal explains over there, and as Rabbi Nosson Zal explains in many places in Likut Halachos. Ki kol ha'halomois v'ha'astorois shenal nelam v'nistar o'emes, because all of this hiddenness, that the truth, whereby the truth is hidden, and Hashem is hidden, and what the right thing to do is hidden. What brought that about and what brings that about is the different constrictions and the different midas hadin. And when we're zocher to draw this sechel from way, way, way up on high, umamtikim hadinim, and this sechel has the power to be mamtik ul dinim, because the Zohar HaKadosh says, kulhu b'machshovo is bariru. Everything can get fixed and sorted out and clarified in machshava, in the highest levels of machshava. Kefi hahamtoka kemoy kein megalin haloma. To the degree that we succeed in bringing a major, major hamtoka, to that degree we're able to affect a major, major revelation of Hashem and of what needs to be revealed. Aval ho'ikar al yedei hatzadik hagodol huamiti shechidesh chidushim koela sheneschabra mehem sforim kedushim koela. The one who affects this the most is the true great tzaddik who introduces sforim into the world that have such chidushim, such new revelations in Torah. They reveal chidushim that result in sforim shaydeze nishlemes haTorah bishlemus nifla, which brings a new level of completeness to the Torah, which is what gives them the ability to draw this Seichel Elyon, Mibchinas Kodshe Kodoshim, from the highest, highest place, the Holy of Holies, Shemishom Nimtokim Kol Minei Dinim Sheboilam, from where we're able to draw a Hamtoka that can sweeten all the different various types of din in the world. And that's what gives them the ability to reveal all the different things that are hidden in this world that need to be revealed. Ki hakoil echod, because these two tracks are one and the same. This concept of hamtoka sadinim and this concept of revealing the hiddenness is one concept. Din is a concept of tzimtzum, hidden, closed. We know that the five letters of the alphabet that represent Midas Hadin, the Oisios Menatzbach, it says they're called Gvurois, they're called Oisios Stumois, the letters that close a word, that seal it, closed, hidden. Whereas when we speak about Hashem's kindness, we say, Poiseach es yodecho, open your hand. Paragraph Zayin, ki tzrichim sechel elyoin vegovoya ve'omoik ma'oid legalois oitzem ha'halomo sheboilam. Rav Moshe Zal says it requires an incredible high, deep level of sechel to reveal the super, super hiddenness in the world. Shehispashet habaldovor kol kach, whereby the Yetzirah, the Sitrachra, has spread out so much. He's been so successful. Vehelim ho'emes min olam, in covering up and hiding the truth from the world. Shezeh ha-seichel hu b'chinas even shesia. This level of seichel that's needed to blow his cover is the seichel of the Evan Shesia, Bechinas Kodesh Kadoshim. Vezeh Bechinas Kol Maisei HaMishkon Beis HaMikdash. This is the whole concept of all the Avodah that was done in the Mishkon and the Beis HaMikdash. Shehakoil Bishvil Legalois HaHaloma. All of it was for the purpose of revealing this Haloma. Legalois HaLekusi Yisboro. To reveal the presence of Hashem in the world. V'alkein Itztavu Al Melechas HaMishkon Achar Maisei Egel. This is why Hashem instructed the Jews to make the Mishkon right after they had worshipped the golden calf. Ki kol ma'aseh ho'egel hoyo al yedei pegam emunas hachomim. Because the fact that they got involved in worshipping the golden calf was brought about through a pegam in emunas hachomim al yedei ho'erev rav. Shehiskanu b'moishev aron. This erev rav, who were jealous of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, that they were leading the people and they had all of this greatness, v'horgues chur, and they went ahead and they murdered chur, v'rotzu laharoy gesaroin, and they wanted to go ahead and kill Aaron, ad sheheviu es Yisroel lidei avodah zarah. And Aaron HaKohen knew that if they kill him, it's the end of the Jewish people. And therefore Aaron HaKohen was willing to give in and to participate in the avodah zarah because he knew that that would cause less damage, less harm, than if they kill him, it would have been the end, mamish, the end of Klal Yisrael, chas v'shalom. This is one of the things that's brought in the Zohar Kodesh. Ad sheviyas Yisrael devar de Zohar. Ukishero Moshe goydel ha'aloma hazois. And when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from heaven, and he saw the incredible ha'aloma, sheyesh koyach lahabaldovar lahalim hoemes kolkach, that the Yitzhara has the ability to hide the truth to such a level that here the Jews just came out of Egypt. They had witnessed all of these miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, everything. And they're questioning Moshe Rabbeinu. They're questioning Hashem. What are they, crazy? And he saw, look how powerful this Yitzhara is. This Yitzhara could take a person 1 minute after he's witnessed the most unbelievable miracles in the world and turn him into a shegetz, doing the worst things in the world. Shachar Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ukriyas Yamsuf, Umatan Torah, Ba'oisais Umoifsim Nairoim G'dolim Kaelu. The Jews witnessed all of these things with such unbelievable miracles. Afal Pikein Yizgabru HaRishoim V'Acholkim Kolkach. Despite that, these Rishoim, the Erev Rav, could rise to such power. Ad Sheha'elimu Emes Kolkach, to the point where they hid the truth to such a level. Oz ali de ribui tfiloisov poal shetziva shemisborach al melech samishkan. So Moshe Rabbeinu went to bat, and he screamed, and he cried, and he pleaded, and he begged Hashem for 40 days, 40 nights. The Pasuk says, vayechal Moshe esma, he got sick. He davened so hard that he got sick. Such intense tefillah, until he succeeded, that Hashem gave the command to build a Mishkan, to make a Mishkan. She'ikr kedushos le'nimshach miluchay su'evin, whereby the main kiddush of the Mishkan comes from the luchay su'evin, mikodesh hakadoshim, which were in the kodesh kadoshim, the tablets. Dahainu she'zocho lahamshech hamtoka hanal, mibchinas kodesh kadoshim, meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu was zoche to draw a hamtoka from the Holy of Holies, lahamtik kol hadinim hakoshim sheboilam, which would have the ability to be mamtik all the severe dinim of the world, shaydezeh hoitzi me ha'helam elagiloi, through which he was able to take out of the hiddenness and reveal what needed to be revealed. Vegila elukusi is barboilam, and to reveal Hashem to the world. Vehimshich eitzlis neflois lechol echod, and bezlecha to draw incredible advice for each and every single person in Klal Yisrael to help them succeed. Paragraph Ches, V'alkein hischil Moshe ledaber mi'asiyah sorin tchila. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu first started talking about, when he spoke about the Mishkan, the first thing he spoke about was making the Oroin. U'Betzalel oso lehefech. Whereas Betzalel did the opposite, Hamishkan tchila. First he built the house, the Mishkan, and then the Kelim. Ki omar kelim shani yoseich nachnis, because Bezalel said, I'm going to make these kelim. Where am I going to? I have to have a place to put them into. First, I have to make the place. Kimoy shamar azal, as the Gemara says in Brachos, daf nun hey. Kimoy sheshehu tzadik hador tzorech lahamshech hahamtokanal mikoydesh kadosh mebchinas orin tchila. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the tzadik hador, his mission is to be able to draw the hamtoka from the kodesh hakadoshim. Ki iev shela hamtik dinim koele. Because it's impossible for the tzaddik to be mamtik such severe dinim and to reveal such halomois unless he has that seichel ho'elyon ha'koil, that highest level of kedusha. Shehu b'chinas kodesh kadoshim, b'chinas luchay se'evim, she'inu menochem ba'oron, she'omad shom be'es kodesh kadoshim, which is the Holy of Holies, which had in it the stone tablets, which were in the Oroin, in the kodesh kadoshim. And it's from there, from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that the Tzaddik draws the highest level of Sechel to advise and guide each and every single one of the people that are attached to him to reveal this Heloma, to reveal the truth, to reveal the greatness of Hashem. Whereas the students who are attached to the tzaddik, to Moshe Rabbeinu, who are receiving this seichel from him, and it's their job to broadcast it to the rest of the world, tzrichim livnois binyonim v'chadorim harbe, they have to build many buildings and many rooms, v'lasos kelim harbe, and to prepare many vessels, ad shiachnisu zeh haseichel boilam, which will enable them to introduce this seichel into the world and to communicate this seichel to the world. V'alkein Bezalel, shubchinas ha-talmid shel Moshe. And this is why Bezalel, who was the student of Moshe Rabbeinu, she'osak b'maisa mishkan, who was involved in the mishkan, huchruch lasois mishkan tchila v'achakach kelim. His job was first to make the mishkan, first to make the house, and then to organize the kelim. Ki huchruch lalois mitato le'ela, because the student has to go from work his way from bottom up. Lahalbish betchila ha-seichel b'b'chinas mishkan, to first take that seichel and clothe it in the mishkan, in the building. V'acharkach lasois se'oroin, and then make the oroin, shehu b'chinas ha-seichel ha-koilel, which represents that highest level seichel, Shemeir beveis kodesh kadoshim, which shines in the holy of holies. Ki iefsher lahachnis ze haseichel boilam, kiim al yedei hakdomois rabois, because it's impossible to introduce this high level seichel, the kodesh hakadoshim, the oroin, the seichel of Moshe Rabbeinu into the world, unless you have many introductions. It requires all kinds of prerequisites. Or lahavdil, a person goes to a university and they want to learn a certain high-level wisdom, and they say, gladly, no problem, but in order to take this course, you can't take this course unless you've taken these other six courses first. They're prerequisites. They'll prepare you that when you'll finish them, you'll have the kelim, the vessels needed to be able to understand this much higher-level knowledge. Shehein bebechinas asiyas hamishkan. That's the concept of making the mishkan. Ki kol maisei hamishkan obeis hamikdosh, kol chadora vekelov, hein bechinas seichel govoya mi seichel. Because everything that was in the mishkan and the beis hamikdosh, each room and each keli represented very high levels of seichel. Seichel lifnim mi seichel. Higher and higher levels of seichel, ad bechinas kodesh kodoshim, until you come to the holy of holies, sheshom lucho yisoeven, where you had the actual tablets, shemishom mamshich hatzadik hamtoko legalo yisalomakal, from which the tzadik draws the ability to be mamtik, to sweeten all the din, to reveal Hashem to the world in the greatest way. Aval yevsher lohoyer zeasechol boilam, kiim al yedei hakdomois rabois. However, it's impossible to bring that light into the, to have that light serve the world without many prerequisites, many introductions. Shehein bechinas asiyas hamishkon tchila. That's the concept of why Bezalel understood that he has to first make the mishkon, the house, v'acharkach ha'oroin, and then the oroin, sheshom luchos soeven, in which were the stone tablets.